Welcome everybody to Sunday Service. This is Pastor Kevin Tolliver Lyons with the Susan D. Lyons Foundation for Hope ministry called Fish for People. This is our discipleship series. Well, we're all about discipleship here. So it's not necessarily a series, but it's what we do. And what is that? Bringing people to God and following the blueprint that Jesus left us. So we're going to have a good time. We're going to get into all things of the Bible. We're going to break it down. We're going to tell you how it relates to life. So come on. Come to church. Welcome, fishers, to another uplifting episode of the Fish for People Sunday Service Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Kevin Tolliver Lyons. And today, as millions gather to watch the Super Bowl, we gather to reflect on a different kind of battle. The spiritual battle faced by Jesus himself during his time in the wilderness. Before we dive into the specifics of Jesus' temptations, let's just set the stage. So after his baptism in the Jordan River, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, the Holy Spirit, where he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. The Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness because it was time for his ministry and he had to get things right. So the Holy Spirit said, separate yourself, isolate yourself, and talk to God about what you're getting ready to do. And that's what we have to do sometimes. We have to separate ourselves from everything going on in the world, find a little quiet space so we can deal with the battles that we face in our life, right? So I'll go straight to scripture. So Matthew 4, 1 through 2. So that's chapter 4, verse 1 through 2. It says, and Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry. So the wilderness symbolizes a period of spiritual testing and preparation for Jesus' ministry. And that mirrored the Israelites' 40 years of wandering in the desert. And by fasting, Jesus demonstrated that his reliance on God and his commitment to fulfilling his divine mission was what was important. And, you know, we're all in our own wilderness. I mean, I feel like I was, you know, in the Israelites' 40 years of wandering because I didn't find Jesus till I was 50. And 10 years before that, I began my search. So that was 40 years I was in the wilderness. And it took me another 10 to actually find Jesus, right? So let's examine the three temptations that Jesus faced and the lessons that they can offer us today. So this is Matthew chapter 4, verse 3 through 11. The temptation of bread, right? So in this temptation, Satan challenges Jesus to turn stones into bread to satisfy his hunger. So, you know, the devil saw he was hungry and he's like, well, if you're Jesus, you could turn these stones into bread. Go ahead. You could do it. Go for it. You got this. So, you know, if we decide we're going to stop drinking alcohol or stop doing whatever it is, that thing is that we're not supposed to do, we're going to get tempted all the time to just go do that thing. And when we're in the world, you're going to see it everywhere you go. Every corner you turn. It's like when you buy a red car, you see red cars. It's just one of those things that if there's something that you don't want, it's going to be in your face. And that's how, you know, Satan's going to challenge you. So the temptation of bread represents, you know, instant gratification and prioritizing your physical needs over your spiritual needs. And Jesus responded by affirming God's word and sustaining his life. So the second one was the temptation of power, right? So now Satan takes Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple and tries to get him to throw himself off. So Satan's like, you know, if your God is all that, he'll save you. Go ahead, jump. He'll take care of you. Right? So He tempted him with this, with the promise of divine protection and the opportunity to demonstrate his power. He's like, you know, if you do this, just believe in me instead. And Jesus is like, no, we're good. So temptation of power exposes the desire for control and recognition, and tempting Jesus to assert his own authority in quite a display, you know, throw yourself off the temple. But Jesus rebuked Satan, affirming his trust in God's timing and sovereignty. So God reveals all in his own time, not in our time. This is when God does things on God's time. You know, we make plans and God laughs at us, right? And this third one was a temptation of pride. Now, if you look at all of these different temptations, power, pride, we all got that in the regular world. We all want the power. We all have pride. And that usually gets in the way of the things we're trying to do. So Satan offers Jesus all the kingdoms of the world if he bows down and worships him. So that would appeal to his sense of pride and ambition. I'll give you everything. I'll give you all the power. Just believe in me, the devil. So the temptation of pride seeks to undermine Jesus' identity as the Son of God. And he wants to tempt him to compromise his allegiance for earthly glory. So Jesus rebuffs Satan once again, affirming his exclusive devotion to God. So that's what we have to do. We can't follow false idols and this person and that person. Like I said, today's Super Bowl Sunday. And there'll be more people at that Super Bowl worrying about Taylor Swift than they will about God. And that's the world, right? Let's go Tay-Tay. That's what they're going to say. But there's nobody going to say, let's go Jesus at the Super Bowl. But this is what we're saying. So Jesus rebuffed Satan once again and said, it's either God or nothing. So what can we learn from Jesus' response to temptation? Now, how are we going to apply those lessons to our own life? So if you go to the book of James, chapter 4, verse 7, it says, therefore, submit to God, but resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So whatever problems we have, get comfortable with the Bible, because there's an answer in there for everything. But like Jesus, we're going to face our own temptations, different ways, different times. And these temptations to prioritize our desire over God's will, to seek power and recognition at any cost, and we succumb to pride and self-reliance. But if we surrender to God, resist the devil, we overcome all this temptation and we reclaim victory. Because you have to have steadfast determination that whatever it is you're trying to do, you can do it. But you have to have faith in God that it'll be done on his time. You don't need the power. Put away your pride and your ego and surrender and submit. Because that's how things get done under the word of God in the kingdom. So as we navigate the challenges of our daily life, just let us remember the challenges that we face, but the example set by Jesus in the wilderness, right? He was by himself. He separated himself, him and God. He prayed to God because he knew that this ministry was coming. And he had things to do that weren't going to be easy, but he had to prepare himself. So he fasted, he isolated, and he got himself ready. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out, so that you can endure it. So what does that mean? So through prayer, scripture study, fellowship with other Christians, and reliance on the Holy Spirit, we equip ourselves to withstand these temptations and live in alignment with God's will. What God wants. God's will, not ours. Because we make plans and God laughs, right? So it's what God wants. So we encourage one another as fishes of people, people that want to disciple others, to stay anchored and steadfast in your faith. Resist the currents of temptation because they'll pull you away from God's grace. Like I said, the gate is narrow. This walk isn't easy. Everybody wants to have fun, and I get that. But when it comes to the things that's going to take you down, alcohol, drugs, anger, violence, all these things pull you away from God's grace. So this is how we use the Bible, we use God's word. The answers are there. Let's explore how these lessons from Jesus' temptation can be applied to our own modern lives, right? So, let's see. So, examples of common temptations facing our society are materialism, pride, and instant gratification, right? Everybody wants it now, 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 now. So, in a world filled with distractions and priorities, we can easily lose sight of our spiritual journey. And we just succumb to the pressures of the world, right? Worldly desires, go get it, hustle harder, don't sleep, just work. And that's not how this should go. But if we follow Jesus' example, his blueprint, and stay rooted in our faith, we navigate these complexities with integrity and purpose. Having high character as a person, having integrity, is way more important. And a purpose is way more important than going to get the next thing. Because there'll always be a next thing. Always. But with integrity and having a purpose and staying in God's word, everything changes. So, you know, like I said, this is Super Bowl Sunday. I don't want to make this super long. Everybody's going to watch the football game. But just think about everything we just said. Integrity, purpose, spiritual nourishment. These are the type of things that you need in your life. So as we conclude today's podcast, I'd like to lift us up with prayer and encouragement. So let's bow your heads. Heavenly Father, as we come before you in prayer, we humbly acknowledge our need for your strength, guidance, and protection in the face of temptation. You are the source of all wisdom and power, and we rely on your grace to navigate the challenges of life. Father God, grant us the strength to resist temptation, knowing that in our weakness, your strength is made perfect. Father God, help us to stand firm in our faith, rooted and grounded in your love, so that we may not be swayed by the allure of sin. Guide us, Father God, along the path of righteousness, leading us away from temptation and toward the abundant life that you have promised. Open our eyes to see the traps and the snares set before us, and give us discernment to choose the way of obedience and truth. Protect us, Father God, from the schemes of the enemy who seek to devour and destroy. Shield us with your mighty hand. Surround us with your angels, that we may be kept safe from harm. May your Holy Spirit dwell within us, empowering us to walk in holiness and purity, and to live lives that bring honor and glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I just want to thank you for joining us today on this special Super Bowl Sunday edition of the Fish for People Sunday Service Podcast. May the lessons we've explored today inspire you to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, resisting temptations and embracing the abundant life he offers to all who believe. Enjoy the football game, guys. And God bless. I'm your host, Pastor Kevin Tolliver Lyons, and this is the Fish for People Sunday Service podcast. Till next time.